Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your blood that has brought us near, that has brought us back to the Father. Thank you for your nearness tonight, God. Thank you for pouring your love on us again and again and again. Lord, we receive it tonight. We love you so much. We love you. Thank you for first loving us. Oh, that you first love us. Thank you, God. We receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bible, my legs are asleep. I got pins and needles right now. Turn to your Bible to 1 Samuel 3. If you don't have a Bible, I think that there are some back on the shelf back here with the beautiful flowers. So if you want to snag one of those, you can open your phone. I'm going to read off some notes tonight, too, because I really felt like the Lord was speaking today on some specific things. And so I'm gonna use my notes tonight because I think it's the word of the Lord. So 1 Samuel 3... We're going to read first. We're just going to read all of this. How exciting. This is the word of God, y'all. So 1 Samuel 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim, so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel," and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. How relatable, you know? And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, and he gave him an entire word of the Lord about Eli and his family and his sons. And it goes on to say, then he shared that word to Eli, which Samuel was a prophet, and this word that the Lord gave Eli, it was not a pretty word. If you are a prophet in this room, you have to know that some of the words the Lord's going to give you will cut somebody for their wholeness and for their good. And so be confident in the word of the Lord. He got this word from the Lord. He gave it to Eli. And then in verse 19, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord." Can you imagine? All Israel, they knew that he was a prophet from the Lord. "And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, for the Lord had revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord." Okay, hang with me. There's so many good things in here, but I really feel like there's some things that the Lord wants to give to us tonight. There's an invitation tonight. And so if you look in chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli." He was ministering to the Lord. He spent a bunch of his time. His mom, Hannah, had dedicated him to the church. She literally weaned him and then gave him to the church. I cannot imagine that. She just like dropped him off. She's like, "Here you go. Here's my son that I've dedicated to the Lord." And Samuel just spent his time ministering to the Lord. So what is ministering the Lord? We use that language all the time here. If you've been here for any time, if you've been on our website, on Instagram, all the things, we talk about ministry the Lord all the time. What is ministering the Lord? It's so simple. It's tending to the heart of God. It's meeting with the Lord, tending to his heart. That is ministry to the Lord. A lot of times that's worship, worshiping and tending to his heart. What we just did was ministry of the Lord. So Eli spent his time ministering to the Lord. But what I think is so crazy this past week when I'm reading through this, this is the part that just stuck out to me so much, was Samuel ministered to the Lord before he knew God. It says in verse 7, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. So he was ministering to the Lord before he knew the Lord. He ministered, yet he still did not know the heart of God. Samuel's ministry to the Lord, it positioned him to know the Lord, but it wasn't the ministry to the Lord that allowed him to know God. Ministering to the Lord is unto an encounter and knowing him. Ministry to the Lord is the platform that then he can come and he can rest on and you can know him. I think that is absolutely wild. So when was the moment that he knew God? When was that moment in scripture? It is when he stopped, he yielded, and he said, "Your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant hears." How often do you go to sit with the Lord and you just chat? And you're like, "Hey, here's all of my requests. Here's all of my petitions, Lord." And you just never stop talking. But man, if we would just minister to him, go into his presence and say, "I am here, I am hearing, and I am listening." So then the Lord spoke, and he gave Samuel a word straight from the heart of God. I won't get on that soapbox. Oh, it's so wild. It's so wild that we have access to the heart of God. Holy cannoli. So in that moment, Samuel knew God's heart. Because how do we know that? The know word, so when it says in verse 7, "Now Samuel did not know yet know the Lord." That is the Hebrew word. There's a Hebrew and a Greek word. There are two different words. One is gnosko. That is in the New Testament. It is the Greek. It's gnosko. And then there is a Hebrew, and it is... Yada. They mean the same thing. Obviously, they're Greek and Hebrew, so they're different words. But the crazy thing is, when he is saying in verse 7, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord." Thank you, babe. Thank you. That know word is yada. And that is the same word as gnosko. And that is not a knowledge in your brain. That is an experiential knowing. The same gnosko word is used when the angel comes to Mary and she says, "I have not yet known a man. How can I be pregnant? I have not known a man." It is an experience that could be so intimate that she's referring to that in the same sentence. I love it because yada, some of the definitions here of yada, one of them is a familiar friend, experiences. Oh, there's a whole list. It's so good. So it's not knowing with your head or your intellect. It's an experience. Mary had not known a man. It's the same knowing. So what I see is a lot of believers right now becoming so terrified of encounter, because the church has done a really poor job of stewarding encounters. We call it emotionalism and just an encounter. But here in this house, you have to know that we do not worship an encounter. We worship a man, and his name is Jesus. But we cannot know that man without an encounter. We cannot know him unless we are encountered by him. cannot just sit and read these words on these pages every day without encountering him, and they come to life. We need the gnosko knowing of the Lord. We need the yada knowing of the Lord. It is so important, and I really, really believe that tonight there's an invitation for an encounter with him, to know him so deeply. And why is it so vital? Why is it so important? Because John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, knowing God. You know what the knowing definition is there? It is gnosko know. To know God is eternal life. We have no life without knowing God. And all that I don't know about you guys, but a lot of what I've been seeing on the news, on TikTok, on Instagram, it is death. It is like a blanket of death over our nation, over this world. Death is everywhere I look. But do you know that there is eternal life waiting for you as you know and encounter a living God? There is life. Eternal life. And I love that in that verse in John 17:3, it is eternal life. Did you know life there? It's a Greek word. So the Greek word life, oh man, D-Z-O-A-Y. I cannot, should I try it? D-Z-O-A. We're going to try that. If any of you speak Greek, come and see me afterward. And that means, it means both present and future. That word of life, present and future. So when it says eternal life, it's not just looking to someday when I get to heaven. It is saying right now, you have life available to you. Right now in this moment, and that life is knowing God. It is vital that we know this. As the bride and as the church, we have to know life because there's death all around us. It's not just for later, but it's for right now. Knowing God is life. So what else happened when Samuel knew God? That moment that God spoke, that he said, my ears are open, Lord. My ears are open, I am listening. The Lord spoke the word, and Samuel was faithful to deliver that word. What happened? He was empowered in who he was. There was identity planted in his heart in that moment. After this moment, the whole nation knew Samuel was a prophet. If you're here tonight and you have no idea what your assignment is in this season right now, you have no idea what gifting you carry, yield to God. Listen, and as you know him, you're going to know yourself. That is the biggest gift ever. We are made in God's image. Do you know what that means? That means the more we know God, the more we know ourselves. There is an identity crisis right now. No one knows who they are because they don't know God. If you know God, you know who you are. And that is so empowering. Samuel did not know who he was until he yielded to the Lord. He knew him, and he was literally mobilized. If you like, Samuel was freaking awesome. He was awesome. And it was when the Lord spoke and he knew him. He listened to that. He got so much identity in it. We do not have a distant God. We do not have an absent father. We have a God who is saying, come and know me. I want you to know me. How wild is that? He is not this distant, far off God. He is a God wooing us and saying, oh, come, come. Let me speak to you. Let me speak life into you. Let me show you my heart. And I love the way that he gives it to us in this encounter with him that goes far beyond what our brain can comprehend, because nobody is going to talk me out of that. When I encounter the Lord, there is no man that can come against what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken. When God speaks to me, I know that I know that I know. It is a knowing way, way deep. It is not just a surface level knowing in my brain. It is a know that I know that I know. When God speaks, we know. And so tonight, I truly, truly believe that there's an invitation for a gnosko encounter, a knowing of God. that it will produce life in you. It will produce identity in you. It will produce so much within you. There is eternal life waiting for us as we get to know the heart of God. Don't hear what I'm not saying, but ministry to the Lord is just not enough. We have to know him. Samuel spent his life ministering to the Lord, but he wasn't saying, I'm listening. We can chatty chatty in the ministry of the Lord and never stop, yield, and listen to the voice of God. So tonight it's time to yield to the voice of God and to listen. We're gonna play more music. I talked a little longer than I wanted to, so sorry. We've got like 12 minutes. We'll be here longer, so you can stay as long as you want. We will keep the doors open as long as you want. There's no agenda tonight. But if you tonight feel the wooing of the Lord to say, come, oh, son or daughter, come and know me. I am so willing to speak to you. I love that Samuel, the Lord was speaking and Samuel didn't, like, it took three times for him to actually yield and say, I'm listening. If you feel like you haven't heard the voice of the Lord, it's not that he's not speaking, you're just not listening. There's so many times in my life where, man, the Lord is so silent. No, he's not. He is talking and talking, and I just am not yielding and waiting to listen. So tonight, there is a call. I know we always open up down here, but I think that there's something about moving your body. There's something about moving your feet and getting on your face. There's going to be space up here at the altar, if you will. If tonight you hear the voice of the Lord saying, come, I'm ready to speak. I want you to know me so that I can give you the eternal life that you've been longing for, the satisfaction that only comes through me. Come down here in front. Taylor's going to sing. Carly's going to play. We're just going to spend time with the Lord asking for the gnosko kind of knowing of him. Father, thank you for tonight, Lord. Thank you for being a God who is so close and so willing to show your heart, because you know that it's so good for us. Lord, you know that it will fill us. You know that it is the only thing in this world that will give us life. You are so kind, Lord. Your ways are so perfect. Everything that you've put in place is so good. Lord, you know what is good for us, and what is good for us is knowing you, knowing your heart. Lord, mobilize your church, Lord. We have to be mobilized, Lord, your bride. It has to know who she is, and we cannot know who we are unless we know you first. We have to know you because we are image bearers, Lord. So reveal yourself in power tonight. Speak words of encounter, Lord. Speak words of calling and identity, Lord. We open our ears and we say, your servants are listening. Right now, Lord, your servants are listening. What do you have to say? I am so confident that you have something to say to each one of us tonight, Lord. So we yield to your voice and we long to know you. Oh God, just to know you. To know pieces of your heart, Lord. Thank you for inviting us in, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and move like you always do. Thank you, Jesus.